With Montana News, I'm Sherry Tressler. A mining company applied for an operating permit for an underground copper mine north of White Sulphur Springs. Tintina Resources submitted its application for the Black Butte Copper Project to the Montana Department of Environmental Quality this morning. The mine will be located on private land about a mile from Sheep Creek, which feeds into the popular Smith River. John Herzer, rafting guide and owner of Blackfoot River Outfitters, is concerned the mine will harm the river and the tourism economy.
The Smith River mine is just generally a bad idea. You know, it's a gem. I've taken people from all over the world, and they come to Montana to float the Smith River, and I think that's really telling.
The company says the site has one of the highest-grade copper deposits in the world, with more than 11 million tons. DEQ officials will study the environmental effects before making a decision on the application. The market value of a Pennsylvania company's stake in the Colstrip power plant has been slashed by 87% over the past 2 years. The sharp decline in Talen Energy's ownership of the power plant reflects how exposed some utilities are to depressed coal markets. Securities filings show Talen's value of its Colstrip ownership was more than $400 million in 2013. Since then, Montana revenue officials have reduced the market value of Talen's share in the plant to just $45.5 million. Analysts say competition from cheap natural gas remains the coal industry's biggest challenge. Talen co-owns the plant with five regulated utilities. Unlike Talen, those utilities can pass along the cost of their investments to consumers. Montana State University and a New Mexico entrepreneur have halted talks about a public-private partnership to open a medical school in Bozeman. University President Wadid Cruzado said in an email to faculty, staff, and students yesterday that concerns expressed by doctors influenced her decision. She says for any medical school to be successful, local and regional physicians must participate. Entrepreneur Daniel Burrell's firm, Burrell Group, plans to continue to study whether to open a medical school in the state. A Burrell Group statement says it and MSU concluded that their discussions are premature and a distraction to the feasible study. The state now participates in a program that allows up to 30 Montana medical students a year to attend the University of Washington and train as Seattle hospitals. Two coroner's inquests have been scheduled for early 2016 to determine whether law enforcement agencies acted properly in incidents that led to the deaths of two men. The Billings Gazette reports that the inquests were prompted by two separate deaths involving the Yellowstone County Detention Facility and the Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office. In July, 28-year-old Michael Osprey of Cody, Wyoming, died of asphyxiation in an apparent suicide at the detention facility. An inquest into his death will be January 19th. The second inquest will be February 2nd regarding Yellowstone County Sheriff's deputies Jason Robinson and Christopher Rudolph, who shot and killed 28-year-old Lauren Simpson. Robinson and Rudolph both resigned as deputies after the incident. Billings police officials say officers asked an armed man whose face was covered by a scarf to leave a park during a rally to support the city's small Muslim community. The Billings Gazette reports the man was openly carrying a weapon as he stood near a stand of trees watching Saturday's gathering of about 150 people. A scarf covered most of his face in the 25-degree weather. Women wore hijabs during the rally to show support for Billings' 50-person Muslim community. Lieutenant Casey Hafner says police were called after people in the crowd spotted the man. Officers asked him to move along, and he did. Hafner says the man did not break any laws, but he complied in light of the event that was being held. The Montana Public Service Commission has rejected Montana Dakota's utilities request for a $10.9 million electricity rate hike. The PSC voted yesterday against the request, which is part of a larger $11.8 million increase sought by the utility. That would be a 21.1% rate increase. Commissioner Travis Cavola said in a statement that regulatory panel and MDU are far apart in the amount rates that should be increased. A hearing on the rate case will be held in February in Glendive, with a final decision expected in March. MDU provides power to about 26,000 homes and businesses in eastern Montana. A Good Samaritan's generous donation came at the perfect time for the Flathead Valley Salvation Army. Someone recently put a valuable gold coin in one of the organization's signature red kettles at the Smith Grocery Store in Columbia Falls. Salvation Army Major Steve Svensson says they didn't know what they had been given until the daily contributions had been tallied.
coin sorter said, hey, this coin doesn't fit through the machine. And he says, well, that's a gold coin. And it was about an ounce coin, Liberty Head Double Eagle, to be exact.
A local coin dealer valued the gold at $1,060. Svensson says that's a real boost since donations at that collection site are lagging this year. The Holiday Red Kettle program is a key fundraiser for the Salvation Army, which uses the proceeds for its various social programs. Svensson says they had no idea who donated the gold coin. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Trussler.